I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Friday, April 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. ConnectWise's new security predictions, Apple's vulnerability data, and Microsoft's potential licensing about-face. This is the Business of Tech. ConnectWise released their 2022 MSP Threat Report, and the headline isn't great. The report predicts continued financial losses from ransomware attacks and an increase in legislation. Here are 2 key findings. The market will see an evolution of a super MSP, MSPs that have joined together through mergers and acquisitions because of private equity with deep financial pockets that have entered the channel. And ransomware operators will continue to shift focus to mid-tier organizations capable of decent side payouts, but will not get as much public attention when compromised. Previous versions of the report were done by Perch Security, which was purchased by ConnectWise in 2020. And as per an analysis by Digital Shadows, over half of all ransomware attacks reported during the first 3 months of this year are the work of just 2 criminal outfits. Lockbit 2.0 and Conti take the title with 58% of all incidents. Why do we care? I don't think the security prediction is anything groundbreaking. Instead, the subtle predicted shift in the business model is interesting. Will ransomware operators move upmarket and target more prominent companies? I'm not so sure. As anyone who studies product development knows, there's a market for a volume game with high volume and low transaction size, and there's also a market for more premium products at a higher price point to a smaller audience. I'd say it'll be both. This is an and, not an or. Predicting the super MSP is an easy one because it's already happened. No risk there. We care because it's been acknowledged by a player in the space, and they said it out loud. Today, let's dispel the Apple products don't get malware or hacked myth, quoting ZDNet. A report by Atlas VPN, based on data from Telefonica Tech Cybersecurity, shows how vulnerabilities found in Apple products surged by 467% during the second half of 2021 to 380 exploits, a dramatic rise from the 67 uncovered during the first half of 2021. This puts the number of vulnerabilities found in Apple products in the latter 6 months of 2021 just a stone's throw away from the top generators of vulnerabilities, Google at 511 vulnerabilities and Microsoft at 428. According to the report, a good chunk of Apple's vulnerabilities relate to the Safari web browser and its various operating systems. In contrast, most of Microsoft's vulnerability are associated with Windows OS versions, Office tools, and the Microsoft Edge browser, while Google's are primarily focused on the Android operating system and the Chrome browser. Why do we care? It's always baffled me the lack of macOS support for those in infrastructure. This is a group of clients who pay a premium for equipment. Why are they not more important to traditional infrastructure players? And why are there two ecosystems for managing devices? Regardless, take the data points to know these devices need to be managed. In the stories that crossed my desk twice department, Microsoft may be making changes to the way they license software, specifically focused on customers who want to run products on other cloud providers. This is from Bloomberg reporting, which focuses on European competition authorities responding to complaints from a French cloud provider. The specific issue relates to a 2019 change that Microsoft made that blocked Office, not Office 365, on AWS or Google Cloud. It also significantly increased the cost of Windows Server on everything but Azure, blocked using Amazon Workspaces to run virtual desktops using Office, and additional licensing costs for Windows Server on AWS or Google Cloud. There is no specific timeline for the changes. Still, Bloomberg also got Microsoft President Brad Smith to acknowledge that the company needs to address these valid concerns, even though he provided no details on when or how the company will do so. Why do we care? The collision of legislation and licensing. The Europeans are leading here. Interesting to note how U.S. partners write change.org petitions, but Europeans go to court and get things changed. That alone should be pretty telling. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. My non-story of the week was Elon Musk and Twitter. Why? Because it doesn't matter for IT services companies. I wanted to acknowledge an active choice not to cover it because there's no answer to why do we care? We don't. Is there a story thread you want more of? I'm asking if there is a thread you do care about and you aren't hearing enough of, hit me up, dave@mspradio.com. I'm listening. Bonus editorial this weekend. Enjoy and talk on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.